talking about. A good hamburger can be very hard to find. But boy, when you find one, you always remember what it was. Rod Naylor, Arizona author, is joining us here at Rosie on the House this morning, talking about some of his better favorite hikes in and about and around Arizona. He's written about outdoor hiking and covering trails. You may have found him in the Arizona Republic. You may have found him in one of his books. And I think now would be the appropriate time for you to thank Roger for your new most favorite restaurant in Arizona, because that's where I got the tip to go.
Well, I love the whole theme of boots and burgers. You know, the whole one of the reasons you hike is so you can eat and earn your meal.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. So you had recommended Satchmo's just on the east side of Flagstaff.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, right. You know, I love barbecue and I'm always disappointed. But I tell you what, that's the best barbecue I've ever eaten. So if you get up there, make sure you stop by. Their coleslaw is really different. You got, you know, to eat a barbecue right, you have to put the slaw on your sandwich.
On the sandwich. That.
And it can't be drowned in sauce.
Right.
You want to be able to taste the meat.
Yes.
And the meat needs to be tender with no fat.
When we're traveling, we never, ever go to the same restaurant twice. And we were in Flagstaff for a couple days for the Outdoor Expo a couple weekends ago. And we looked at each other the second night and said, where do you want to go? And I looked at her and I said, you want to come back to Satchmo's, don't you?
I didn't even ask because he would never go for that. But we're like, how could you beat it? And there was other things to try, you know?
Exactly. But here's my theory. If you hit town where you know nothing about any of the restaurants, know absolutely
what's your
nothing,
tip?
Eat at the barbecue joint.
Serious?
Yeah. Because nobody opens a barbecue joint as part of some focus group where they've studied the market and gone, this is what we need. You know, they open it because they've been barbecuing all their life. It's their passion.
Yeah.
So that's what you're tasting. People learn to cook for other people.
Okay.
But they barbecue for themselves.
All right.
And for their family. And at Satchmo's, the owner is not only Kansas, Missouri kind of area, but he's also got some Louisiana. So the flavors are just
amazing.
So
he does Cajun as well as barbecue, and you know, so you get he does that catfish po' boy that's just this world and stuff. So yeah, you know, I met Jamie when he still just it wasn't even a shack; it was barely a shack.
Well, and, still kind of a shack.
Yeah. Oh, it's way upgraded now, believe me. So it's he's opening this newer place, and you know, so I've just been happy to follow that career and follow that passion of his, and to see what he does. But you know, that's why I try to find these kind of places. As you know, I mean, you know, we all need chain restaurants, fast food places. They serve a purpose.
Do we need
when you're
them?
Well, yeah, you know, when you're getting around and with kids and stuff. But when you're traveling, when you're on the road, that's when you want to hit all the mom and pop places.
Yep.
You know, you want to always try to support the local places. And that's what I try to discover. And, you know, eating is such a big part of travel. That's so many of our memories are attached to that. Same with, you know, that's why I think the burger is the ultimate comfort food, because it's sort of a flashback on a bun. You know, I mean, I still remember burgers that I've had, you know, 30 years ago and stuff.
Flashback on a bun. There's that wordsmithing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It just takes you back. It's that authentic flavor that, you know, it just reminds you of your childhood, of a more innocent time. You know, a hamburger is one of the first adult foods we get to try as a kid. And we get to decide how we want it. You know, we're not told how. We can have mustard.
Bill,
we can have,
okay,
you know,
Bill me your perfect hamburger.
Oh, my.
Start with the raw meat.
Well, it's, you know, you want a good ground beef 80-20 blend of a fat ratio, if you can get it. I like a burger on a flat top, and I like kind of a medium-sized burger. And I don't like these big, monstrous half-pound slab side of a cow. You know, I like it simple. I like mustard, pickle, chopped raw onions, and, you know, good, soft, cushiony bun. That's great for me, but, you know, I'm always
You were very specific, chopped raw onions.
Yeah, that just mixes in really well with the pickles and mustard. So, you know, if you ask for the perfect one, that's mine. But everybody's got
it. Do you toast the buns on the flat top?
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Nice little touch. Not over much, but you can throw a little on there and stuff. But it's always a fresh, you know, fresh patty. That's what you want. You want to see someone walk out with a ball of meat and toss it on. Hear that sizzle, smell that. A perfume
we really shouldn't
of that
do this
ground
at
beef.
7:30 in the morning. I mean, who's ready to go and get a cheeseburger right now?
Well, I want to get back to the books and all the topics, but I think the best burger I've ever eaten was in Skull Valley at Pete's. Do you remember that burger we had?
That oh no, you you're and I? Talking no no no, that wasn't Skull Valley. That was People's Valley.
People's Valley. And the juice was literally running down your elbows. I mean, you're dripping juice down on the floor because we just ate up at the bar, and we asked him what do you do to this burger? And do you remember what he said?
Oh, it was like a pound of butter to every like 2 pounds of beef. It was...
No wonder you liked it. It's like Cajun jeans.
I will tell you something that we did this week. Never done it before. You can't really tell, but it adds something different that's just fun. As we took a pound of our ground beef and a pound of our pork and mixed it together.
Okay.
So
and made a burger.
And made a burger
patty. Okay.
Yeah, it was just ground pig and ground beef and
it worked
mixed
all right,
it 50-50.
Huh?
Oh.
Okay.
That was good.
Very good.
Yeah, there are some places that do the blends and stuff, but you can always, there's so many great burger joints all over the state. Arizona has a long tradition of, cattle ranching because, of course, cattle are one of the five C's of the Arizona economy, cattle, climate, codgers, and cactus candy, I think is how it goes. But
codgers.
Codgers.
So you can always, you hit a small town, you can always find a great place to eat. And that's what I try to do with a book. Most of them are burger joints, but the Satchmo's is a barbecue place. I've got Pizza Parlor. I've got Jimmy's in Bisbee is one of my absolute favorite restaurants. In the whole state, a little hole in the wall place, makes the best fries ever
joints.
And stuff. It's mostly
joints.
Hot dogs. Yeah,
you
exactly.
got
to dig
out there joints with Roger Naylor here at Rosie on the House. When we get back to your new book. We'll get off hamburgers for a little while, and we'll get back over to your new book, The Amazing Kolb Brothers of the Grand Canyon. Talk about the history of some of those trails. Do you know the history of the Bright Angel Trail? Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back.